Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Got a good one for you today. I got a good one for you today. I kid you not, because this is coming purely from self-experience. Purely. And it just happened to me. It just happened to me just yesterday. I lived this on yesterday. You know, I was going through something that I've been going through for a long, long time. Just weary of it all. And I've been talking to God about it. And I mean, for years, though. For years. And I've been saying, okay, enough is enough. You know, God, I'm really tired. And so what happened was I had to go through some more of it yesterday. Again, you know, situation. But you know what? After it was over, you know, I kind of laid in it for a little while. You know how you've been going through something for so long, and then even if it's over or appears to be over, you still kind of lay in it a little bit. And, you know, you have a wow, man, I can't believe I've been dealing with this long, even though it's over. This is really good for me. I don't know how you do it, but this was so good for you, for me. Have you ever counted, Steve Harvey, how many times you made it? And so that's what I started doing yesterday. And that's what I did this morning when I woke up and was getting ready. I was actually taking an inventory, a count of how many times I made it. How many times, man, I didn't have the rent and somehow I came up with it. How many times I didn't have my house payment and somehow I came up with it. How many times I was out of money, did not have enough, didn't see no way, but somehow I came up with it. How many times I got sick, thought, well, man, this one right here, I don't know what I'm going to do, but somehow I got my health back. How many situations I have found myself in that was, I thought at the time, detrimental and diabolical, and man, so sinister at times. Somehow, I made it. I look at all the accidents I've been in, but it kept me. I made it. I think about even the simplest times of like stepping off a curb and almost got hit, but I made it. I was just tripping the other day. I was thinking about the times that I've been hit by a car. And it could have been worse, but it wasn't. And I made it through that too. I was thinking about, man, when they count you out. Do you know how many times I've been counted out? He's done. He ain't gonna be nothing. He ain't nobody. See what I told y'all, look at over there. They cancel this. He off of that. He out of here. He ain't gonna make it. He done got fired. Man, you know how many times I've been counted out? You know how many times they done wrote me off? How many times have you been written off, man? But here you still stand. You ever tripped on it? Take an inventory, y'all, of how many times. Count the times you've made it. What about the times, man, when nobody was there to encourage you? But you still here, though. You ever tripped on that? Ain't nobody called you and told you good day. Nobody called you and told you recently thank you. No one's called you and told you how much you meant to them, how much you've done for them. A man, you can make it. Never give up. Keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. But you still here. Even when nobody, have you counted the times, man, that you made it anyway? Have you counted the times that you felt like quitting? How about that one? You felt like giving up. You kept going. How about the time? This is a good one right here. How about the times, man, when everybody was standing around saying, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Steve, man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Ain't no way. And then somehow there is a way. You know why? Because he make a way. You understand? You know how many? You know how many times I've heard this one right here? Steve, listen to me, man. Nobody ever before has done that. You can't do that. How many times you done heard? No, you won't. You know anybody done that? You can't do that. No one has ever done that. I made it anyway. You know, they don't normally, or we don't normally allow this, but in this case, for you, we gonna make an exception. How many times have you heard that? Uh-oh, I think I'm on to something. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, we don't normally, or they don't normally allow this, but we're going to make this exception in your case? How many times you done heard that? Have you ever counted the times that you made it? You know, everybody out except me. How can that be? You know, you the only one that got through this. Congratulations. Wow, man, I don't hardly see this too many times, but do you realize that normally this is what happened to people? But, man, y'all don't know how your name came up, but here you are. Wow. It never happens like that. You ever counted those times? I was doing it yesterday. I was doing it this morning. I was just taking an inventory of everybody of how many times I've made it. So what I learned yesterday was, when God gets you through something, when he pull you out on the other side, no matter how difficult or how long it took, when he gets you out on the other side, why don't you get up, dust yourself off, and start trotting? What you laying there for, man? Wallowing in it, going over it, recycling it in your mind. So many people can't move forward because we keep recycling stuff in our mind when clearly it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to go and see what God has for you. Stop looking at what you lost. What you lost was probably not yours to have in the first. In the first place, do you know the things I've lost? Now, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, a mother, a father, nothing like that. I'm talking about innate objects or situations. Do you know the things I've lost, man? I look back on it. I wasn't supposed to have them in the first place. Or they was doing me no good. It wasn't mine to lose, but I claimed I lost it. Come on, man. Take an inventory, everybody. Start looking at the things, man, that God has brought you through. Start looking at how many times he allowed you to make it. And get glad about waking up in the morning, man. Get glad about your life. Start feeling something positive about your situation. You cannot expect God to continue to bless you if you're not grateful for the things that you have. Why would God, sitting down here looking at you, upset, angry, laying in the wallah of what you are not grateful for. You just can't find, seem to find no gratitude in your heart about nothing. But you steady asking God for something. So now you think God is crazy? You think he going to give you some more stuff to not be grateful for? Are you kidding me? Why would he do that? He's too full of too much mercy to send you through that over and over and over. The more I give my child, the more ungrateful they are, the less gratitude they show. But I'm going to keep dumping it on them so they can keep feeling ungrateful and show lack of gratitude. God's not going to do that to you. Come on, man. Have you ever counted how many times you made it? I can't count how many times God done got me through something. But when he gets you through it, you ain't get up and get on about your business. Don't lay there in it. It's over. It's done. You made it. You survived it. Let's go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all over this world, you are listening to the greatest morning show ever devised in the continental United States and other free parts of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We are live.
Come on, live.
Bring it now.
In this corner, coming in with the greatest voice in all of radio, Shirley Strawberry.
Hello, Steve. Good morning.
In this corner, the director, the leader, the architect of what we say and do, from Prairie View, Kyla Farrell.
Good morning, everybody. Get on your feet. Yes.
In this corner, from Houston, Texas, gifted young stand-up comedian, straight out the hospital. Put your hands together for Junior.
Get back, I'm healthy. Get back, I'm healthy.
Yeah. We on you.
And now, from another station, another group, a man who has been drafted and traded more times than Isaiah Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, a troublemaker, yes. A rebel rouser, yes. The Fat Panther, Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown, Denmark, Texas, South Carolina, thank you very much.
The Fat Panther.
Never put the T on.
No, there's no T on.
There's an F. Panther.
No, the Fat Panther.
We'll be back with the greatest morning show in the world with 30-something funny right after
this. Catch your team, baby.
Steve Harvey, sandandsoul.com, everybody. I've released 50 special rooms that are now available. I got the hotel to give me 50 more rooms because it's sold out. And so they opened up 50 more rooms for me at Sand and Soul. So go to Steve Harvey Sand and Soul, find out what those rates are for those rooms. It's all inclusive. The Sand and Soul event will be Labor Day weekend down in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. It's already sold out, but we have 50 rooms available. So if you haven't made plans for Labor Day, come and join us down at Sand and Soul. I just opened up 50 rooms at the Hard Rock. I got them to do a special deal for me, since we had sold out and they were trying to save it for another group, but they gave it to me. So they said, Steve, your people are really excellent. So I got 50 rooms. So if you want to stay at the Hard Rock, go to SteveHarveySandandSoul.com. I got 50 rooms opened up at the Hard Rock for anybody who wants to attend and call and check on the special prices. It's all inclusive. You don't have to pay for food or drinks. Room service is available 24 hours. All rooms have jacuzzis in them. We're going to go out there and do the doggone thing, and we're going to have a good time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny, guys. I want to ask the crew, how well do you have to know someone before...
Yeah, sex with? What?
Okay. All right. You want to go there? Let's go there. Steve says what? 90 days. Steve,
I don't know.
In his book, Steve said 90
well,
days.
Well, I mean, look, if you're trying to have a relationship, you ain't got nobody no time to have sex with.
Yeah, if you're just trying to hit.
You know, you're just trying to do something that evening.
Yeah, that evening. There we go.
That evening, you can do something.
Hi.
I've never cared for that. I ain't like I ain't had a one-night stand, but it never, ever.
Yeah, you always like to have a little more meaning behind your actions, Steve.
Look, let's lie to each other. I miss you. I love you.
I love you.
I was thinking about you. You know, it's turn. I like that part of it.
Get some fun out this.
But you know, I'd rather for it to have some relativity to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want just this here. Because I done had that there. You know, like I've been young like everybody else. I done had a one-night stand. It ain't ever, ever rewarding
ever?
Except this once.
Ain't your nightstand, the one that ain't ever been good, rewarded?
What are you saying?
No, just one.
They are some of the greatest moments of all time.
No,
of he's all ignorant.
Well, you got some, ooh, well, your relationship in trouble.
Well, no, my relationship is fine. But when I had one night stands but way back in the day, those were great days.
Wow.
Wonderful. I left.
So great.
I ain't got to call her. She ain't got to call me. It ain't been to cost me an arm and a leg. Relationships cost. You know that.
Mm.
Love costs.
So you meet someone.
Meet them.
Dinner, maybe?
We can get a quick bite. What? Now let's get on to. We're not finna. What? Why is we at dinner talking? We're not finna be talking no more.
How fast is the bite, Tommy?
The bite is real. How long it take to get them fries in your mouth from McDonald's?
Tommy, drive through.
Drive right through. And eat this. Eat on the way.
So whose house? Your house or her house?
You ain't come to my house. I don't know you like that.
Can't come to
but
my house.
But you know her enough?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm finna put this whole Glad trash bag on and then we finna get down with it.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. No. All right, look, everybody good? Can we move on?
Yeah, I'm good. Sex behavior and all that. We got all that in there.
Yeah.
I just think it's that for me, it was just a waste of time for me. I only had one woman that after it was over with, I looked for her.
Oh, really?
Find her. Oh, man, her. Yeah.
And she was gone, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to marry her.
How
this
young were you?
I didn't find it because the next word out of my mouth was, will you marry me?
You had to be about, what, 16 at the time?
Hell no.
Oh, you were older 30? Than that? Oh, 30?
30?
Yeah. Oh.
You want to continue this
You're
story?
Such a romantic, Steve.
Well, I was homeless, hell.
Oh,
you need to fall in love.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Then.
She looked good and had an apartment for me.
What?
You don't understand.
Okay, so more
this
questions.
Got to be love.
More questions?
Come on.
Or do you guys want to stick with that? Okay. How well do you have to know someone before you loan them money? Mm. Mm. Steve, you go last on this one.
Okay.
I'm done with the loaning.
So no, but before.
Answer
before,
the question.
Yeah,
sir.
Before you go.
Okay, 40 years.
40?
Yeah, I'm done.
You met him in kindergarten?
Yeah, it's going to have to be that. Oh, my mama. Mama could have anything I got.
So, no, that's you now. That's you now. Back in the day.
Back in the day. Say. Oh, God. I was too giving. 6 months.
Okay, then you loan him some money. Okay. Junior?
I had to know all your grandparents.
On both sides?
What if they didn't
have
them?
On both sides.
Come on, Steve.
we had to have a friendship.
At least, at the very least.
No. Yeah, we had to be considered friends or really close, super cool. You know, maybe not, but we real cool before you ask me for some money.
Okay, here's a good
Today,
one.
Today, right now, if you want to borrow money from me,
you don't really lend money now.
No, but I've loaned
give it
some
out.
Money.
Yeah. He'll give you some.
Yeah, he'll give you some.
You
he'll
know,
send you on
but
your
I'll give you some money, but no. I don't want to be looking for it.
Yeah. Okay, how well do you have to know someone before you let them stay at your house? Let them stay with you. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't stay at my house. I don't give a damn who you are. My family can't stay with me.
You've been doing this since birth.
You can't stay at my house. You talking about come stay with me?
Yeah.
No, hell no. I don't care who you. No, you can't stay at my house.
Temporarily, no. Until they get on their feet.
That don't never happen.
No. They say that 6 really, months
it,
or
it don't.
Or
no,
a
let
week,
me explain it, something to you.
It ends
that
up
till
being
you
a
get
year.
On your feet. What was you using when you walked over?
Yeah.
When them feet, you own them. Get on them and go somewhere else. Now, I would let one of my children come live with us.
Yeah.
You know, if they transitioning, because one of them's talking about doing that, coming to L.A. and living. And so we'll let them stay with us until they get their place.
Oh,
but
cool.
They're my kids.
Cause that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get a place this week. Yeah. I didn't know I could have came over there to y'all.
Nah, kids.
His children.
You already know you can't come stay in my house.
But he's a relative, Steve.
No, hold on. Let's go and get this out. You know you can't come stay in my house. I don't give a damn what's wrong.
You gave too many parties when your uncle was out of town.
But I cleaned up.
No.
I cleaned up.
No.
Some good parties, though, Steve.
No, that time you threw the party.
It was off the chain. Yeah.
Used my bed, but then made the bed.
He used your bed.
Yeah, but then made the bed.
Well, that's what the cleansly person would do, is make the bed back up, right?
Hey, dog, change the sheets.
We slept. That's it.
Dog.
You don't change your sheets after you sleep one night.
Who did you have in there? Was that Slab or?
Her name was Kiwi. Remember that Kiwi?
Yeah, I remember Kiwi.
Now, let me tell you something. Kiwi in there, it looked like a wild animal had been in my bed.
Coming up next is Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is Monday, and it's time for Church Complaints.
Yes, it is.
Me. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Monday. Morning, to be exact.
That's right.
What other way to start your day than to have people that you shepherd?
Yeah.
Give your time and grace dimity.
That's right.
Strongevity. And holopeciousness.
Say that one more time now.
And holopeciousness.
What is holopeciousness, Pastor?
Look it up. Get yourself a thesaurus.
Thysaurus.
And know these words.
P-H-I-G-A.
Don't try to spell it. Deacon.
You but I don't know what jalapenos is.
Jalapenos is when you hope you don't have bad breath. And if you do get jalapenos, it might have a little bit to do with your hair.
So that it's bad breath and hair.
You know, you're cutting into your complaint time.
Right? Well, no, I was just asking. I have my complaint.
You want to do complaints or you want to question your leadership?
Well, when my leadership makes up
Deacon,
words,
go ahead on with the complaint.
Because
that's what it's about right here.
You know it's nerves.
Right. Sister Dolores Kavanaugh, Pastor, as you know, she just had knee surgery. She couldn't afford the part that allows her to bend. So she stands the entire service. She's asking if we could buy her a stand-up bathroom. She's been going out of her window at the house, and she lives on the third floor. People below have been really catching it.
We're not really understanding what you're saying here, Deacon. Did you think this?
Let me say that one more time. Sister Dolores Kavanaugh.
I got that. Got a knee that don't bend. Now, what's she doing in the bathroom?
What I'm saying, she's asking, she stands the entire time. She can't bend, Pastor. She's asking if we could buy her a stand-up bathroom. She's been going out of the window at her apartment. She lives on the third floor, and the people below are catching it. Pastor.
Hello?
I'm not understanding it.
Everybody else is getting it. I don't know why.
Well, them ain't the ones that's got to get it. See, well, I'm your partner in crime in this hill. Now, well, if she you... got a knee that don't bend, she got a bath, she in the bathtub, and she can't sit.
I didn't say she was in the bathtub, Pastor.
What'd you say, D?
I said that he's asking for us to buy her a stand-up bathroom. That's what I said.
A stand-up bathroom.
Toilet, so she can go to the...
She didn't say that.
He didn't want to say that.
Well, why is he not wanting to say a stand-up
toilet? You want
toilet?
Me to be graphic. Okay.
No, how is that graphic, boy?
All right, well, a stand-up toilet, Pastor. She's been going out the window on the third floor.
She's been going out the window. You mean
she's
to tell me?
She's been using the bathroom out
she's
the window.
She's been hanging her wide ass out the window.
I didn't think wow. It was going to go like this. But okay. We
need
can you
video.
Help her up?
No, we need video in order to see exactly what the problem
is. Now you want to see her going out the window.
For me to believe this whole thing is even true.
Do you need these complaints on Friday so you can figure them out to Monday?
I don't need nothing until on Friday. All you got, I'm thinking it would have been real simple to just install a latrine in the woman, huh? But you obviously hadn't thought of that. You can't solve nothing yourself.
A latrine is for number one. What about number two?
Is number two if that's all we putting in there?
Wait a minute. Wait, hold up now.
Now, you've been number two and out the window. Now, you got a problem putting it in the latrine. Shirley, Sister Shirley, get out of the complaints. What you're not going to do is ug your way out of here.
Now, he's right about that, Sister Shirley. You're going to have to be quiet with these.
Lord Jesus.
It's too much.
We can't even write a joke. It's a sugar honey iced tea joke. Deal with it.
Your nerves are bad.
Let's move right along. Pastor, the iced tea lemonade competition is this Saturday. There are 30 entries. The problem is we need 600 pounds of sugar to pull this off. Do you give the green light for the church to spend money on this 600 pounds of sugar?
No, we can't do that, Deacon, because just last week we had the Kool-Aid contest.
Right.
And pretty much all the sugar in the city is gone. It's on back order. We in trouble with sugar. These black folks put them with damn sugar in the Kool-Aid.
Well, we have 30 entries, Pastor, and in order for 30 entries to do the iced tea lemonade competition, we need at least 600 pounds of sugar.
Yeah, and just what I said, Deacon, we're going to have to postpone the iced tea lemonade competition. I'm sorry, but we is going to have to move this back to after 4th of July.
After the 4th of July. Let me put that in my books.
Because a lot 4th. Of sugar going to get sold in there. Making barbecue sauce, you know, punch, things like that. So we're going to have to wait till after the 4th.
All right. Moving along here. Our brother Raymond Perkins, who was 622 pounds, if you can remember, Pastor, just got the lap band surgery, and he is now 170 pounds. Can you please talk to him and ask him to stop robbing the candy lady after church? He is on his way back up to them, to that 622. He's 179, Pastor, but you're going to have to talk to him because he has been robbing the candy lady every Sunday.
I didn't know who he was. He had come to service because, you know, he was bedridden.
Yes, he was.
When he was 622, they had to bring his ass out through the roof.
He was on the sick and shut in list.
I saw the boy robbing the candy lady. I didn't recognize him because last time I saw his wide ass, I went to have prayer at the house for him. And he was 622. So I didn't know that was him. He down to 170, you say?
He's down to 170 pounds, and his skin, he's 170.
It's just hanging on him. That's the one.
I didn't want to say that.
I thought it was a jogging suit on him.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. He gonna be all right. We gonna get him some more.
We need to get, is there anything that can tighten the skin?
Well, we can use Sister Pearl, Bailey's granddaughter. She does alterations on the choir.
What?
We can sew some of that together, I'm sure. Because this boy walk up the steps, he look like a damn Jell-O mold.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. You're Shirley Jane the Brown from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Who is the biggest liar in your family?
Myself.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
My dad.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
Oh, in my family. You know, we a godly family.
We gotta have one.
We have adulterers.
Thank you very much. Who's the biggest liar in your family?
Man, gots to be the pops, man. Never come get you when he say he gonna get you. Never give you the gift he say he gonna give you. No, that reigns the top of the list.
Still holding on to that pain, huh, man? Who's the biggest liar in your family, sir?
My mom.
Your mom is a big liar? Some of the lies your mom has told.
Who my father was.
Whoa! The question of the day is, who is the biggest liar in your family?
My Uncle Ed, my mom's brother, my Uncle T, my mom's sister, and I got a cousin named Lil Pop.
Lie.
Lie for no reason.
Who is the biggest liar in your family?
My ex.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
My boyfriend.
What does he lie about?
Everything. The pettiest things.
All right, who's the biggest liar in your family?
I'm going to say my husband.
Your husband lies a lot? What's the last lie he told?
I don't even know where he is right now.
Thank y'all so much. Real quick, what's the greatest morning show in the world?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
All right, so, wow. According to a new study, settling is the secret to a long and happy relationship. That's right, realizing that the grass isn't greener somewhere else and that the person you're with doesn't have to be everything you're looking for, but pretty darn close, is the secret to a lasting union. The study also reveals that dating apps like Tinder give us way too many options, making it hard to believe that that person we are with is the best one for us. So, Steve, what do you think about this answer, that settling is it if you want to be happy?
I don't think if you call it settling, but you're going to have to, look, ain't nobody going to be everything.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Right.
They might appear to be in the beginning, but the flaws is going to show up.
Right.
So what you got to do is you just got to get with somebody who the good outweigh the bad, because the bad is coming. And then you got to get somebody that's worth struggling with. And if they not worth struggling with, you're not going to stay in the struggle. Ta-da.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Jay? I can't give advice on relationships.
Nothing.
I'm going to just be quiet on
What'd you say, Steve?
Nothing. Not a damn word out the new co-host.
I can't say nothing.
The new man, hush over Jerusalem.
But the point
relationship
is
advice.
Well, yeah, the point is when you're...
Can you turn my mic off?
When you've been through things, you learn, you know, so you don't repeat the same mistake.
He ain't learned a damn.
Get the same result.
He just quit.
But Jay, surely you're going to get married before it's all said and done.
Is my mic completely off?
It's not off.
Jay, what's the longest you've been married?
I just want it all the way off. Like, all the way.
Say all the way off.
Jay, what's the longest you've been married?
This segment over?
All right, come on, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here with the news, Miss Ann Tripp.
President Trump says he's about ready to pick a nominee to replace the retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Senator Susan Collins says she's not going to necessarily be a rubber stamp, though, for Trump's choice, especially if it's for someone who wants to overturn legal abortion rights. And the Maine Republican tells ABC's this week that she knows how to make that determination.
A nominee's position on whether or not they respect precedent will tell me a lot about whether or not they would overturn overturn Roe v. Wade.
President Trump says he intends to announce his high court decision next Monday, July 9th. In Portland, Oregon, over the weekend, police say they used flash bags to disperse the riot that resulted from a confrontation that took place between an alt-right group that calls itself Patriot Prayer and the group Portland Labor Against Fascists. And there were some arrests made. By the way, the founder of Patriot Prayer, a guy named Joey Gibson, is the reportedly a GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate out there. A retaliatory Canadian tariff against a wide range of U.S. products went into effect over the weekend. Our neighbor to the north slapped levies on American products in response to President Trump's new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Officials in Ottawa say the $16.6 billion in counter tariffs include extra levies on things like bourbon from Kentucky, dairy products from Wisconsin, ketchup, orange juice, steel, aluminum, ballpoint pens, some appliances, herbicides, and dozens of other U.S.-made goods, even like jam and jellies. Now there's a threat by President Trump of a 25% tariff on Canadian vehicles, and the beat goes on. Reports out of Portland, Oregon say that a 45-year-old black man shot dead outside a sports bar by white cops was a legally armed Navy veteran and father of three who was trying to break up a fight. According to Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jason Washington, a postal worker, was licensed to carry a concealed weapon. And witnesses say Washington was trying to break up a fight that started with a racial slur. Several agencies are investigating. Word is the Trump administration about to lose another member, according to the Wall Street Journal. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly ready to leave his post and soon. Back in April, Kelly denied rumors that he called the president an idiot and made fun of his policy knowledge. And finally, tops at the box office this weekend, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom brought in another $60 million, close to $1 billion in global receipts. By the way, tops on the small screen yesterday had to be Power. Everybody I know is watching, including me. They need to bring that brother back. And as a twin that Dre murdered and gaslight Dre with him, you know, some like a twin from Cuba or something like that. That would be good. Back with more entertainment. Today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Carla, you just saw a small lizard or a little Geico in your house.
Yes, girl, I had a fit. I called.
I mean, I'm sorry, I said Geico. Like
you need to stop that, Carla.
Like the insurance gecko.
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
He was crawling in the house by the fireplace, girl. I jumped on the couch and was screaming.
Because you don't like, you don't like snakes or
I don't like none of that pest. Snakes, no, none of that. No.
So, okay, so Steve, I gotta ask you: have you ever seen any kind of lizard or gecko or anything crawling, and it frightened you in your house or it made you scared?
No, I've never had a lizard.
What have spider?
Now we've been on vacation. And we were in Africa, as a matter of fact. I'd taken the family. And when I say lizard now, listen to me. We in Africa. Don't worry about Geico, that little green thing that talk on the commercial.
Yeah.
No, that ain't what had got in Lloyd's bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this one had a little bit more what you gonna do
more
to
base.
It.
This was the mama, you know, the grandmama.
I'm gonna stomp you. And then I'm gonna stomp you. It's what I thought the lizard was saying. So Lori was going to take a shower. She started running the water. I don't know how this big ass thing got in the shower. But it was probably about almost a foot long. It wasn't real big and heavy, but it was about a foot long with the tail there. But
it was right.
Yeah, so what she come running out. Lord, there's something in my shower. Now, we're in Africa, so now I ain't just busted in there. She out with the towel around her in the living room in front of the whole family. So we got to think before we just run in here.
This Africa.
Yeah, because this Africa. Do I need a gun? What is
a machete?
Because I was thinking rhinoceros or something like that.
In the shower.
So I said, Lord, what is it? And she just shaking. Oh, my God, Dad, I can't go in there. Please go get it. Well, I'm not going to go in there until I get more information. Now, the people at the lodge, they ain't here because we in the villa. Yeah, we probably about maybe 50 yards from the main lodge. So, you know, I said, all right, I'll get her to calm down. She said, I don't know what it is, but it's so big and it's in the shower. Now, I knew the shower was glass. I said, was it on the floor? She said, it was in the middle of the wall. I go in there, I see this big ass lizard in the middle of the wall. And I said, oh, that one scared me too.
do something, daddy, everybody behind me. So now I'm daddy, I gotta do something.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta do something.
So I'm looking, so I then I hear, "Don't kill it."
What? Who said that?
Somebody in the group. Oh. Don't kill it, all the kids. Don't kill it, daddy. Set it free. Now, here you think I'm finna open up doors. I'm not opening this damn door.
Coming up next in about 10 minutes, J. Anthony Brown is here to murder another kid. Look at California by Maze.
You know it.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Please introduce Jay with his Murder the Hit for today.
Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, regretfully, Jay,
don't be like that.
Murder the Hits, Brown.
Don't be like that. In fact, don't. Come on, Steve.
He wants a better intro, Steve.
This is no. I'm going to take that one because if you ask again, it's just going to be cussing in it. And so just take what you got.
No, I won't. Jay asked me.
Okay, Steve, can I have a better intro?
Sure you can, Jay. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of pranks, Nephew Tommy.
Oh, that's cold.
That ain't no better intro. Now, I'm Team J now. Now, that's wrong.
Thank you.
Now, help him murder this hit.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, here to murder another hit, one of the most talented hit makers in all of the music business, / prank artist via music. What? Jay Anthony Brown.
All right, this definitely has to do with LeBron coming to L.A. Because I think he's coming. You know why? Because I wrote a song about it. Here it go. To Miami, you ain't going back. Dwayne Wade understand, you know he got your back. And JR ain't getting a new contract. The Lakers got big money, they can pay the cap. You got the Clipper team trying, skimming and dreaming. Or you can work on your acting, not singing. I know you're married, so thank God you're not single. And you can wear your crazy outfits like in Cleveland. You be in Hollywood, where we rolling light up. Hit the J-Spot Comedy in Inglewood.
Yes, sir.
Jay, I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's it right there, man.
That's the jam.
That's the cut right there.
Love it.
That's the damn
love
jam.
Love it.
Can I take that on vacation?
You can have it with you, man. I think Brown's coming to California.
Run it again, man.
Hey, man.
All right, up. The greatest,
man. I'm finna walk out there and take it to another level.
All right, up next, it is the nephew, the king of pranks. He'll be cussing, I'm sure, with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com, everybody. I've released 50 special rooms that are now available. I released 50 special. I got the hotel to give me 50 more rooms. They gave me 50 more rooms because it's sold out. And so they opened up 50 more rooms for me at Sand and Soul. So go to Steve Harvey Sand and Soul, find out what those rates are for those rooms. It's all inclusive. The Sand and Soul event will be Labor Day weekend down in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. It's already sold out, but we have 50 rooms available. So if you haven't made plans for Labor Day, come and join us down at Sand and Soul. I just opened up 50 rooms at the Hard Rock. I opened up 50 rooms at the Hard Rock. I got them to do a special deal for me since we had sold out and they were trying to save it for another group, but they gave it to me. So They said, Steve, your people are really excellent. So I got 50 rooms. So if you want to stay at the Hard Rock, go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. I got 50 rooms opened up at the Hard Rock for anybody who wants to attend and call and check on the special prices. It's all inclusive. You don't have to pay for food or drinks. Room service is available 24 hours. All rooms have jacuzzis in them. Wonderful views. We're going to go out there and do the doggone thing, and we're going to have a good time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, you do not want to miss today's strawberry letter. But up next, Houston's own nephew Tommy with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
This is classic, baby. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. I think that's the name.
Yeah, this is what's this in regard to?
This about an air conditioning unit. You did some work for us over on my house over off Street. Do you remember coming out there last week?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Right, it was a lady there, my wife. She let you in to come.
Right. Is there a problem? Is there a problem? The air's not cooling or what?
No. It's cooling. Everything. Matter of fact, I want to tell you that you did a good job. But I got a question for you. Now, when you was at the house and you was working on the air conditioner out there in the backyard, did you happen to go on the side of my house and pull out and use the bathroom right there on the side? Did you go over there and do number one on the side of my house?
Say what?
Well, what I'm saying is that my wife tells me that when you were there, that you went on the side. She was looking out the window. She says that when you was there, that you and went and used the bathroom on the side of the
house. Hold. Wait a minute. I did what now to what? I
right. You did number one over on the side of the house. Now, is that something that you did?
Say, man, look, you got to understand something, man. All right. Now, I apologize if that did happen, but you got to understand something. You know, we down south, man, and, you know, we talking 85, 90, 95-degree weather, man. I got to stay hydrated. I got to drink a lot of fluids. So, you know, with me being the age that I am, I have to drink a lot of fluids and attend to pass through.
Once again,
I said I apologize.
I understand all that. But you know what? I can't accept no apology like that when I got a man that's got on the side of my house and then...
Man, now I'm apologizing to you. And you coming off on me like that?
You done on the side of my house in front of my wife.
Look here, young man. Now, if your wife saw me, evidently she need to see some type of, because you evidently ain't doing some. You
who the hell? Who you think you talking to?
Why is your wife watching me anyway do my work? Why is she that hard up that she got to look at the old man?
Look, all I know is I don't want no man at my house, in the house, side of the house, backyard, nothing.
Well, you should have been there.
Hey, look, man, let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell you something. I'm the only person at my house. You understand
me? Evidently, you ain't right if she out there looking at me. Look here, son. I'm a professional, okay? I do my job, and I take my job with pride, okay? It's not being professional. If there's something that I did, that's that water running through me, all right?
Okay, now, but you don't at no other man's house. And you at my house, and my wife sitting there looking at you out the window. Now, I got a problem with that.
Well, what you need to have a problem with is your wife looking at me, if that's what I did. You know what? You need to be at home and give her something to look at other than looking at me.
You don't tell me what I need to do about my wife. Now, you don't go to another man.
Man, you know what? I'm about to lose it, all right?
You're going to make me lose it.
Let me get my guy. Let me get my book. That's all. Yeah, I got your right here.
You're damn right. And I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
That's
fine. I'm going to show you what it is.
You don't at another man's house. You don't do that. And people, my wife looking out the window. And I bet you knew that them blinds was open.
Young man, nah. You're getting me real upset with these accusations, all right? Now, look, you had what is the street?
Now, you know where I'm at.
I will show you what the is.
I want you to bring your ass back over here on Phillips.
I know exactly what you said. You that youngster on that street. I'm gonna come over there, and I got something for you, youngster. I got something for you. Now
who
you made me
disregard my professionalism, and I'm going to come show you what being is about.
Look, man, what you don't do is at another man's house, and that's what you did, and you know it ain't called for. Now, you could have held that.
I apologize, man. I had to go. I told you I drank a lot of fluids in this hot heat, man. Now, what else do you want me to do?
I want you to keep your fluid till you get to the service station down the street, but not in my backyard, side of the house, and my wife looking out the window.
Man, f*** you and f*** what you talking about. If I did, I apologize. If you can't accept it, then the hell with it.
Look, at you're going to me off and make me do something up in here. I'm telling you now.
What you going to do, man? I done told you. I done apologized to you, and I will come over there and kick your ass, okay?
No, you ain't. You'll do what? Let me tell you something.
I'll kick your young because judging from the age of your wife, is young, and I know you're young. You can't deal with no old school. I'll kick your young
You're going to get your ass whooped today. You hear me? You're going to get. Let me tell you.
Street too. I'll come your young ass.
Let me tell you, sir, I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Speak, damn it.
This is Nephew Tommy. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy named
Hey, man. Now, you know what? I'm going to get with his He know I got heart palpitations. And I don't need this type of in my life, man.
He said, man, my boy be out there fixing air conditioners and heaters all day. He said, man, let me tell you something. He said he'd be frustrated to begin with. He said, begin my call.
He said, know it, man, because I got 9 or 10 more I still got to do today.
Hey, man, you all right?
Man, yeah, I'm all right now, nephew. I'm all right now, nephew. Nephew Tommy, you and that Steve Harvey are some damn fools in the morning. I listen to y'all cats every in the morning, man. I don't know how in the hell. I sit back riding laughing. And how y'all get people, and y'all done got me with the same Oh, man. I enjoy y'all show, man. Y'all keep up the good doggone work.
I appreciate it, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Well, you know, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Classic, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, you're in this. This is your segment. You have to judge. It's time for Right or Wrong with the Nephew and Junior. Take it away. Go
well,
ahead.
Well, Tommy, let's hear it this week. Yeah. What's the debate?
Well, I mean, I've been, you know, since Junior over there writing for you now he ain't really got time for me, so I've been texting him.
Before I started writing over there, I had time for you. I don't know why you think.
Now when I text him, he texts me back, you know, just he cussing me out via text. Okay, this is what I text him on. You tell me what you think. Tell this boy, if you break a mirror with a rabbit's foot, you even. Ain't no bad luck coming, dog. Wow. Tell him, Unc. If you break a mirror with a rabbit's foot, you even. You're not going to get this 7 years or whatever. Nothing's going to happen.
Exactly
you're
right.
Even.
I believe it.
No, that's stupid. What you thinking, Steve? You feeling that one, on. Steve?
I don't really understand where he's coming from with that. I don't know why he thinks like that. That right there is some ignorant thinking.
But ain't a rabbit foot
good luck. It's good luck.
And then the good breaking luck. The mirror is bad luck for it's 7 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not you even if you break it with a rabbit's foot. You see what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah. No. Nobody sees what you say.
Well, the thing about this segment is I agree with everything he say.
Thank you. Here go the one he ain't even respond to. I said, if you melt dry ice, you can take a bath and not get wet.
What?
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
I can't believe I said that. Listen.
Wait, what?
If you melt dry ice, you can take a bath and not get wet.
I don't know why you have to keep explaining it to them, because they don't understand
Thank you.
A damn thing.
I don't no, get it.
No.
But
no, it's
is
not
me. Do you guys listen with your eyes squinting?
Makes perfect sense to me.
It don't make no damn sense.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need some help or advice with a situation or an issue that you're dealing with, please send us your Strawberry Letter at steveharveyfm.com. Steve and I could read your letter on the air and try to help you out. Nephew, let's go.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, thank you. Subject, lots of mess and no sex. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a 25-year-old woman. I married my husband when I was 19 years old, and I am starting to believe that it was a mistake. We both work. His days off are consistent, but my days fluctuate. When I'm off, I clean and cook. I take care of our two children, and I make sure everyone has what they need. But lately, I've been the one who needs to be checked on to make sure I'm good. He waits until I get home and asks me what's for dinner instead of trying to cook something for himself and the kids. I love my husband and we have fun together, but I don't want to keep feeling depressed and stressed out. I just want him to take the darn trash out and pick up after himself. Most of the messes aren't just from the kids. He's messy too. So I have started withholding sex from him. I'm not in the mood to have sex when my house is not clean. Is it wrong for me to keep the cookie from my husband? Is there a better way to get him to help me out around the house? Please help. Well, you guys have been married for 6 years. You say you're 25, you married him when you were 19, and you don't give his age. But I have to ask you, have you talked to him about this? Have you let him in on what you're feeling, how unhappy you are, and that you need help around the house? Have you asked him to help? It sounds like these are feelings that you're having that you just haven't expressed to him. A lot of times, depending on how you say things, you can get your man to do just about anything, especially, and at the very least, take out the trash. You start withholding sex and not telling him why, there could be a serious problem in your marriage for sure. I just think, this is all inside. You're feeling this rage, this passive aggressiveness. Let it out. It's your house too. You guys are both working. Maybe you can, talk about having someone to come in and clean your house so you won't be so tired. And then, you'll get the best of both worlds. You'll have a clean house. You'll be rested, not depressed, not stressed out. Perhaps you could do something like that. But first of all, above anything, you have to talk to your husband and let him know how you feel. Steve?
Well, they're 25. She's been married 6 years and got married at 19. That's young. Mm-hmm. That's very, very young. And so when you're young, look, marriage is work anyway. But when you're young, you got a lot of work to put on yourself because you don't even know you yet. And what could have happened here, young lady, is that the you that you have become at 25, after two children, you cannot be the same person you were when you were 19. That's absolutely impossible.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
You cannot be the same person. So you've changed into this other person. And what has happened in between you and your husband is now that you've grown up and you've got these two kids and you are 25 and not 19, well, this person that you've become without proper communication might not be a good match for who he is. And if he hasn't progressed like you, for example, he's still very messy. You just want him to pick up behind himself. You want him to take out the trash. Your off days fluctuate. You want when you come home from work, he been sitting there all day instead of waiting on you to come through the door talking about what's for dinner. He could be doing something. Now, because he's doing it this way, now you withholding the cookie from him. Is there a better way to get him to help out around the house? Please help. Cookie withdrawal is very real. Cookie withdrawal gets everybody's undivided attention. I've been placed under cookie panic before. It's stressful. You don't know when it's going to end. It creates a lot of things. But before I get into the cookie part, let me just tell you this right quick. You're building up a resentment now. You're starting to resent him for his lack of understanding of your needs and your wants. And like Shirley said, she said it best right up top. You know, have you all even talked about it yet? You really need to have a serious conversation. Now, let's get back to this cookie.
Never far from it, are you?
Yeah, because this is what this letter really about. You withholding cookie. You've heard the old saying, cookie crumbles.
That's the way the cookie crumbles?
That's the way the cookie crumbles. Well, if that's how the cookie gonna crumble, then that's how the marriage gonna crumble. But everybody gonna be crumbling right now.
That was deep, Steve. Mm-hmm. That was Thank deep you, right there.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I don't know what I said.
It was even too deep for you.
That's how the marriage is. You know, I'm improvising here.
Yeah, yeah, that was good, though. That was
but it
good.
Was good.
It was bearing repeating. That's
and it can do that. And you've got to understand that. And see, once you start using the cookie as a pawn in the chess game, then when do you stop this? See, the best form of the way to handle this is, like Shirley said, communication. So let's say you start withholding the cookie. Here's the danger of withholding the cookie. He got to get some cookies somewhere. And there's cookies everywhere. They got cookies at Ralph's.
They got cookies.
See, they got cookies at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Save-On. They got cookies down at the drugstore. You can buy cookies at CVS. You get cookies at a hotel. It's cookies on your job. It's cookies down there at the post office. They got cookies at the Apple Store. You cookie down there trying to rent a car. You go down to the restaurant, I'll be damned, they got cookies in here.
Talk about this cookie, man.
Cookie here,
you shouldn't have been here, man. These cookies right here. And let me tell you something really quick, because I got time to come back. When I come back, I'll tell you what these different flavors of cookies mean.
Oh.
And how cookie flavors affects how it tastes.
Yes.
I like peanut butter.
You know, I will put ages to them and everything when we come back.
All right.
Find out about these cookies.
All right. You heard it. We'll have part two of Steve's response. He's going to really get into the cookie at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. You promised us you were going to tell us about this cookie. And so let's get into it. Part two of your response to today's letter.
Get in there, cookie, huh? Get in there.
See, we talking about cookie right now.
Lots of mess and no sex. That's the subject.
Tired of this man not cooking clean to help him with the kids. Nothing. So now what he want to do is, now he wants to, she wants to get a better reaction from the man. So now she's withholding the cookie. Withholding the cookie. Mm-hmm. What kind of cookie is she withholding? Let's start with my all-time favorite cookie, chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Nothing has mattered more to me than chocolate chip. The reason chocolate chip has been my favorite cookie is because of the chocolate chips that's in the cookie. Lord, how good is a chocolate chip cookie?
It's a good cookie. It's a good cookie.
It's a good cookie. Then you got oatmeal cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oatmeal,
man.
Or oatmeal raisin?
Oatmeal boat raisin with it in there. You got to have raisin in there because, see, oatmeal by itself ain't nothing. See, it's like I work with a dude I call Oatmeal Man.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't nothing. He needed something put on him all the time. See, Oatmeal Man is like a dude that need honey, need brown sugar. Need some fruit, because oatmeal by itself ain't nothing. That's why I don't really care for oatmeal raisin cookies. I eat it, but it's not my favorite. And oatmeal, and then that leads me to pecan sandies, which is another favorite. But that's an old cookie, though, because it's a little dusty when you bite into it.
Old cookie?
Yeah, old cookie is pecan sandies.
Oh,
that's old cookie. It's got a little dusty. Got a little sawdust flavor to it. Then you got shortbread cookies, like one of my all-time favorites was Lorna Doone. Yeah, you know, I love Lorna Doone. And then you had, let's get into the specialty cookie, Oreo.
Talking about some
maybe cooking. You in an interracial relationship.
Yeah.
That's Oreo cookie there.
That's the best right there.
That's a little black and white.
You love it. Talk about it.
No, that's not for you. Your favorite cookie is vanilla cream.
Speak on it. Speak on it. Speak on it.
Shut up, Jay.
Oreo outweigh vanilla cream all day long. But I must tell you this, though.
Come on.
Come on.
I have had some delicious vanilla cream cookies. Okay.
Really?
I'm just talking about the cookie itself now.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going. I didn't know where you was going.
Not Jay's cookie. Now, I have seen some vanilla cream cookies. Oh, Lord. Spare me. Guide me not far, that I may not fall astray. Let me explain to you the other cookie. Throw out another cookie and I'll tell you what kind of cookie it is.
Peanut butter.
Thin Mints.
Peanut butter cookies.
Woo!
Who don't like them?
I don't know anyone.
Everybody like them.
Yeah.
Everybody like peanut butter cookies because peanut butter cookies is like the Janet Jackson of cookies.
Ooh. Mm. How so? How? What do you mean?
Okay, break that down.
I didn't know. When Janet was on fire, I ain't know nobody didn't like her. I just didn't know nobody didn't like her.
Nobody didn't like Janet, right?
Girl Scout cookies.
Now you
got that peppermint.
Thin mints.
Yeah.
Lord.
Outstanding cookie. The Girl Scouts have some cookies they could quit selling.
Like what?
I don't know, but that was pretty good.
Yeah.
They got a couple of them, though, need to be off the market. No, what in there? I tell you, one of the great cookie makers of all time, the Keebler Elf
family. Oh, yeah.
And Keebler. They are made in a hollow log. They really are, yes.
Tommy been in there.
Shut up.
Oh, God. He almost made me choke.
Tommy knows what's going on in there.
Tommy had a summer job in there one year. Yeah. I used to take him down there, man. Drive him down there, pick him up. Like, man, how you do that?
Where he honed his
everybody say hello to Tommy. He's going to be with us for the rest of the day.
Hi, Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. Welcome.
Hey, Tommy.
Welcome.
Hi, Tommy.
Welcome.
Tom.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we're working on filling over here.
He what about Frank Lane's cookie?
Oh, those were good cookies.
Chip.
Famous Amos.
Yeah, I ate a bag of them down in Vegas this weekend.
Sugar cookies, Steve. Sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies are good.
Sugar cookies was good. Nothing beats a chocolate chip. I used to love Chip Ahoy until I found out that Archway made them soft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I was used to snapping, biting them.
Yeah.
But, boy, when I found out they made them chocolate chips soft.
You ever had ginger snaps?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Ginger snap with some cheese, boy.
Man, boy.
You better shut your mouth.
Yeah, with cheese.
They give you that little twang in your cheek right there.
Ginger snap with some cheese.
Oh, man.
Dog, I thought that was actually a meal.
Yeah, ginger snap cookies, right, yeah.
Yeah.
So will this cookie, her keeping the cookie, help her marriage, Steve?
No.
It's not going to help.
No, it's not. Because the man going to go get some cookies. See, that's the sad thing about it.
Are we still on the letter?
Yeah. All these cookies.
It's been back and forth about the letter.
What about shortbread?
Oh, yeah, those are good.
He talked about, Lorna June.
That's the line he worked on.
Lorna June?
No, that's the line Tommy worked on.
Oh,
the
shortbread.
I ain't worked on the line.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to be working on shortbread today.
We knew that.
Say hello to Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, little
Hi,
Tommy.
Tom.
Whatever.
All right. Listen, we got to get out of here. You can email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at My Girl Shirley. Today's crazy comedy segment in about 10 minutes at 41 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, Steve, what does Jay have going on now? What is going on with this road trip?
A reenactment of everybody who's going to be taking a road trip this summer. Summertime, time for a bunch of people to get in the car and ride. And it was something like this.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna reenact mm-hmm. what it's like when six grown people who work together take a road trip. All right, everybody in?
Yep, we all in. Yeah.
Buckle up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me start the car. They're dinging right there. Somebody ain't got their seatbelt.
I got
right.
mine on.
Got mine on. Mm-hmm. Got mine on.
Oh, that's me. I'm bad.
Got mine on.
All right. Now we need a little driving music. Do you remember? Boy, I like that. Did you hear what that heifer Taylor Swift did? Oh. Yeah,
she did. Yeah. She did her country version.
I almost didn't like that girl no more.
Well, quite frankly, I'd like to hear some gospel music. Oh.
What? That's not bad. I like that.
Come on, Kirk.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Like that. That's nice. Yeah.
All right, well.
What happened to the music?
Well, so we're not going to listen to nothing?
We're not going to listen to nothing?
No, we ain't listening to nothing.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Silence?
Just, right, yeah,
why
ride in silence, then. Let's just ride in silence. All right.
I just have a question. Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Are we where? What you come for?
You want to play a game?
play what game?
You know, we could sing the song, 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall.
You ain't singing that in here.
Can we do That's My Car? Can we play That's My Car?
Right. Yeah.
You in the car you own.
Can we get something to eat, though?
We just got in the car.
Wait a minute. I know I'm forgetting something. Wait.
Yes, to be quiet.
No.
Oh, it's hot in here. Can you turn some air on?
Hold
up. I just got to say this. What? I'm going to say it.
What?
I got to pee.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Damn it. Everybody out. Get out the car. Just open the damn car
here
door.
We go.
Wait.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I'm your damn nephew. Open the door.
No, everybody out.
I gotta go.
I ain't everybody. Yeah, you talking about them.
As much as I hate packing and I hate
get out the car. Give a damn if you did pack. Unpack.
We just got going.
Unpack. Get out.
I just asked for something.
I got a gun. Get out.
My name Junior. This is actually against the law.
Getting out.
You finna shoot somebody?
Get out the car.
I'm getting out.
Get out, Tommy. Get out. Junior out. Jay out. Carla out. Shirley out.
I'm not walking in these heels.
You ain't got to walk. Get out the car.
I'm out. Hey, don't push me now.
I'm out.
Don't push me.
All right. You out now. What happened now?
Oh, that's all he
wanted
to do.
Turn that old ass music off.
He just drove off.
Call Uber.
Did he say call Uber?
He said call Uber.
All right. Tommy, call Uber.
Yeah.
I can't believe we just. I'm not walking.
I can't believe you put us out the car.
This was supposed to be a fun road trip. What happened?
We can't do nothing together.
I know he better put them backup lights on and bring his ass back down here.
Is he making a right on the highway?
It looks like he's done. Hold on.
No. I got his cell number. Let me do this. Hold on.
Call him.
Hold on. I got this.
I can't believe we standing out here like this.
I got the bat.
Home morning show, too.
Hold on.
I'm hungry.
Here we go. Hold on, y'all. I fixed it.
Hot.
Yeah.
You know, you just left all of us on the side of the road.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh.
What?
You left us on the side of the road.
You not coming back?
Uh-uh. I can see you.
We got girls with
Sing
us.
Singing.
Thank you.
They with you. Take care of them.
Okay.
This car ain't coming back.
There's ladies in heels out here.
Take the heels off.
And be barefoot on the street. Okay.
Well, just wear them. After about 4 miles, they'll be flats.
Can I say this? When we took our stuff out the car, that black bag that you had your money in it, that bag is out here with us.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
All right, y'all, what's happening? Give me the black bag, Tommy. Tommy, let me have black bag.
Oh, no, I got it right here.
Tommy, give me the black bag. Get the black bag. Well, get your ass in the car. Well, put the bag in first.
Yeah, thought you'd see
no,
it.
No, put the bag in last. I ain't opening the door.
If I don't see the bag.
Here go the bag.
Throw it in the window.
No, open the door.
No, I promise you, if you just throw it in the window.
Same time.
Throw it in the window.
Same time.
I got time.
Throw
the bag so y'all don't pull this trick again.
Okay.
Throw the bag in one.
How about I open the bag and start counting and see how much?
No, I already know what's in there. Throw the bag in the window first.
You know what? We can actually buy a car with this bag.
Great idea, Tommy. I love it.
Okay. You know what? Going on up. We good.
Ooh, let's get to counting. It looks like a lot.
A lot of money.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 5 Negroes on the side of the road with a black bag. Look like it don't belong to them. Let's step aside. Everybody, get on the ground.
Wait a minute.
No, everybody, get your black ass on the ground. Shut up.
We're a singing group.
Yeah. Hey, you got one more time, little man. Get your black ass on the ground.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Everybody down on the ground now? Good.
Yeah.
That was a warning shot. The next one goes in you. All right. Hand me the bag.
Same time.
Hand me the bag.
Is this the police
you
officer?
You ain't got time for that. Hand me the bag.
I've been shot before. I don't want to go through that no more.
I'm so scared.
We can't do a damn thing together.
We can't take a road trip.
We can't take a road trip at all.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 7 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, 3 comedians in the building.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I have Jay, you might get mad. Kind of a...
No, I'm not going to get mad. Go ahead.
Oh, you probably will.
No, I won't get mad.
Yeah.
I won't get mad, I promise.
Okay. It's about relationships and marriage.
I haven't even heard it yet. I'm listening.
Come on.
All right, so have you guys ever dated or been married to someone or been in a relationship with someone?
Yep.
I'm not done, Steve.
Well, I have already.
They've dated you because of your stage persona, who you were on stage. You know, they wanted that guy, that funny guy on stage. They wanted that all the time, so that's why they dated you. Not because a lot of you, sometimes you know you guys are quiet off the mic and chilled.
We are mostly real serious off the mic.
Chilled and serious off the mic. We know Steve is. So have you guys been in a relationship like that before?
I have.
You haven't?
Now just wanting me for that? Nah.
Tommy's family.
They wanted me.
It's a whole different show. The show.
What you ain't gonna do is mess up my screen break.
The show about to be so different now. His whole family. I don't mean some of his people. All his people is in here. So he can't get in this.
Yeah. All right.
That can I answer the question?
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody that with me, that has ever been with me, like what they saw on stage. Offstage ain't worth a damn.
But they was with you because...
They like what they saw on stage. And then once they find out
what you're about, for real,
they're like, ugh.
He ain't worth a damn.
Well, what's the difference, Jay?
I think what most comedians, we're just not on all the time.
They're looking for that.
And people expect us to be on all the time. Right. Most comedians don't even like to hear jokes.
Oh, wow.
Don't even tell us a joke.
We damn sure don't want you asking us to tell you one.
Now, tell me, here's a joke. We don't want to hear it. And so what you see on stage and what you see off stage is totally different. And there lies the problem.
So they want that funny guy making me laugh all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Shirley, ask the question again, and I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, so have you ever dated anyone or been in a relationship with anyone or even been married to someone who confused your stage persona with the person that you really are? I mean, I know it's all you, but like Jay said, Steve, they want you to be on all the time.
No, I've actually used the fact that I am on stage to get you.
Work it.
There you go.
Work it, baby. Work it. Uh-huh.
You know, why you laughing, pointing at you, winking. Hope you're having a good time. Smiling back at you. Y'all used all that.
And how did it work
out? What's that last time?
and so once you got them, then what?
Then it's regular.
Yeah, you don't feel like performing anymore. Shows up.
So
yeah,
I'm at the house.
Well, it's we working towards the exit plan actually. It is an exit
all
plan.
All of them left.
Because, you know, movie stars say that a lot. People fall in love with whoever their character they're playing on the screen, and they think they're, you know, that same person when they get home.
Well, Jay said it best, though.
Yeah, he did.
You can't expect
anyone.
that guy on stage should be that way all the time. Most stand-ups are quiet, a lot more serious people.
Yeah, yeah.
I am Thomas Miles at home.
That's scary.
I'm nephew Tommy here. She know the difference.
Oh, we all know the difference.
I'm alone here, and I'm alone at home.
But you really prefer it that way.
He like being at home by himself.
I really do.
What'd you say,
There has been some confusion between Thomas Miles, nephew Tommy, and Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a lot of people in your head.
There's
you
some people in there.
Yeah.
And you don't
Can
know
you
who...
explain to us the difference?
Thomas Miles is the owner of all of this. All right.
Well, who is he?
He's the serious guy. He's the guy that's trying to succeed in the acting world of Hollywood. He's that guy.
I have a question.
He's having to play these other two people.
He the one need memory.
I have a question.
Okay, what's your
Out
question?
Of all the characters inside you,
it's a lot.
I know Steve's going. Which one gets mad the quickest?
Eugene.
This is true.
I have another question. You're on an island. You're on an island. You got to vote one of the characters off.
Okay, all right.
Who do you vote off?
Eugene.
Ooh, Survivor. The butterfly again, Steve?
Yeah. Got to get his moaning, complaining ass off this island.
I thought you would say Thomas Miles for that one, because he's so serious.
No, you need Tommy on that island.
No, not Tommy.
Thomas Miles.
Thomas Miles.
Yeah, well, you need his bougie ass, because, you know, Mr. Thomas Miles is bougie. Woo! Live in a chateau, gated community.
He's Mr. Howe. He is.
From Gilligan's Island.
Who had all that luggage that we knew nothing about.
Swimming pools.
Yes.
Rocks, you know, that type of stuff. Other kids come to his kid house.
Electronic gates and
you
stuff.
You know, nephew
all that.
Tommy is Gilligan. Thomas Miles is Professor Howe.
Okay.
Thurston Howe the third.
Who is Ginger and Mary Ann?
Ginger and Mary.
You gonna turn this corner? You gonna turn this corner?
I bet I won't.
I bet I won't either.
But you brought it up. You did bring it up.
The joke's in your head, people. All right? Enjoy yourself.
So what you're saying is two different people. You're the same person, but just an extension of your personality on stage.
Yep.
Yeah. You're the funny guy always on stage. But off stage, you know, it's you're doing a show.
My stage persona is exactly who I am, just in an exasperated, unfiltered form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
We're going to get you back out there one more time.
He's itching to go. You know he is.
I think a good 30.
You can always work out at the J-Spot.
30. I can't do 30 minutes, dog.
I know. You want a whole hour. I know.
All right.
An hour and a half. I can't do no 30 minutes, man.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. We consulted an expert because we wanted to know the real deal, okay? Steve is here with his breakup handbook.
All right, these are things that you need to have in mind after the breakup. Mm-hmm. Most of this is for fellas.
Yeah, that is for fellas.
Because when we take a breakup hard, it's ugly. It's ugly out there. Now, these are things from Steve Harvey's breakup handbook. How to act when you break up. Here's rule number one. You are allowed only one drunk dial. You know how you call them up when you're drunk?
Uh-huh.
You only get to one. And it sounds like something like this. Hello, it's me. You know who me is.
Don't play with me.
You know who me is.
Don't play with my emotions.
Who is me? You know who me is.
How many you get?
One.
You get one.
You get one of them?
All right. Now, here's the next rule. You are not allowed to roll up on your ex just cause you see their car parked outside the club The restaurant or church? Don't go in there.
Says who?
You can't do that, Shirley.
We broke up.
Yeah.
I can't go in there if I see the car.
I know she didn't hear praise the Lord.
No, you can't roll up on her.
Is she in there praising the Lord?
No, I got something to do with church later on, but just stay that. Stay out right. You can't roll up on her. Okay. Oh, there she is. I'm going to go in now.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. I'm going in there. You can't do that.
Carla. Okay. Keep going. Keep going.
Allegedly.
All right, next one. Y'all's favorite spot is off limits to both parties for at least 4 months.
That's right.
Can't nobody else over there.
Yeah. Why you get to go to the spot? Right, right. Yeah.
At least 4 months.
Keep it 100. Yeah.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Texting your favorite song to each other is off limits. Yeah. You can listen to it. You can cry to it. You can play it over and over. But you can't send it.
Send me this today.
Damn song. Yeah. I'm trying to move on.
And I'm telling you.
Hey. Now listen to
and
this
you.
One.
And you.
All y'all stuff.
Uh-huh.
All possessions is collected at one time and one time only. Anything that's left behind will be thrown away by both parties.
I like that.
You ain't
like
gonna keep
that.
Coming over here looking that's for
fair.
Stuff.
That's fair.
You see my red shirt?
You can't keep coming back shirt. Over here. I got company you in the closet looking for your tank top. Hit a big one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is allowed to talk to each other's mama.
There we go. That's a round of applause, baby.
That's a good one,
yeah.
That's a good one, Steve.
Leave my mama
I can't be
out of
friends
this.
With your yeah. mama, mm-hmm. and you can't be friends with my mama.
I
stop
come home, you sitting up there talking to my mama. What the hell?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Lisa?
That's a good one, Steve. I like it.
Hey, I'm over here trying to pick up some greens, and you in here talking.
Rolling your eyes when I walk in the door?
Yeah.
Now, here's the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All parties should find a new church home.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise
that's
the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Fair.
Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Carla, you just saw a small lizard or a little Geico in your house.
Yes, girl. I had a fit. I called
I mean,
Tasha.
I'm sorry. I said Geico. Like,
you need to stop that, Carla.
Like the insurance
I
gecko.
Mm-mm. 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 I know what you meant.
Yeah. So what happened now?
He was crawling in the house by the fireplace, girl. I jumped on the couch and was screaming.
Because you don't like,
that's a shame.
You don't like
that's
snakes or
I don't like none of that. Pests, snakes, no, none of that. None
so,
of that.
Okay, so Steve, I got to ask you, have you ever seen any kind of lizard or gecko or anything crawling and it frightened you in your house or it made you scared?
No, I've never had a lizard in the house.
What happened? Spider?
Yeah, no, none of that. Now, we've been on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we were in Africa, as a matter of fact. I'd taken the family. Mm-hmm. And when I say lizard, now listen to me. We in Africa. Don't worry about Geico, that little green thing that talk on the commercial.
Yeah.
No, that ain't what had got in Lloyd's bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this one had a little bit more what you gonna do
more
to
base.
This was the mama,
you know,
the grandmama.
I'm gonna stomp you. And then I'm gonna stomp you. It's what I thought the lizard was saying. So Lloyd was gonna take a shower. She started running the water. I don't know how this big ass thing got in the shower. But it was probably about almost a foot long. Almost a ruler.
A foot?
It wasn't real big and heavy, but it was about a foot long with the tail and everything. But a foot
is right. Jeez.
Yeah, so what she come running out. Lord, Lord, is there something in my shower? Now, we're in Africa, so now I ain't just busted in there. She out with the towel around her in the living room in front of the whole family. Tell me about it. So we got to think before we just run in here.
This Africa.
Yeah, because this is Africa. Do I need a gun? What is
a machete?
Because I was thinking rhinoceros or something like that.
In the shower.
So I said, Lord, what is it? And she just shaking. Oh, my God, Dad, I can't go in there. Please go get it. Well, I'm not going to go in there until I get more information. Now, the people at the lodge, they ain't here because we in the villa. Yeah, we probably about maybe 50 yards from the main lodge. So, you know, I said, all right, I get her to calm down. She said, I don't know what it is, but it's so big and it's in the shower. I knew the shower was glass. Mm-hmm. I said, was it on the floor? She said, it was in the middle of the wall. I said, okay,
whoa.
Cool. I go in there. I see this big ass lizard in the middle of the wall. And I said, no, that one scared me too. Do something, daddy, everybody behind me. So now I'm daddy, I got to do something.
Yeah, you got to do something.
So I'm looking, so I, then I hear, don't kill it.
What? Who said that?
Somebody in the group, don't kill it, all the kids. Don't kill it, daddy. Set it free. Now here you think I'm finna open up doors. I'm not opening this damn door. Well, you know what? We in the jungle. Dog, I know how to stab.
Boy.
If I walked him out, threw him outside, and told all the kids I let him out, he gone.
So you just out and out lied.
Yeah, lies.
Coming up, Steve's closing remarks at 49 after the hour. Gather round, everyone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, our last break of the day. Steve's closing remarks. What you got for us, Steve?
All right. Listen, today, this morning, before we got on the air, I was talking to J. Anthony and Junior. We were having a conversation. And they said, man, you should do that for your closing remarks today. So this is based on a conversation we have. We were talking about advancing in life. We were having a conversation about what you are willing to do to advance in life. Are you willing to drop everything? Are you willing to make sacrifices? What are you willing to do to get to where you really want to be? So what we were talking, I was talking about a person that I know that had a decision to make. He has a nice home. He has a good job. And he lives in a certain city right now. He's got a nice home, a good job, and he lives in a certain city. An opportunity was presented to him. But the opportunity was in another city. But if he took this opportunity, he would have a better job, and which would enable him to buy an even nicer home. He didn't do it. As I was talking to my friend about, man, why didn't you do it? He said, hey, man, because I'm comfortable here. I'm all right with this. He said, man, my job, it's all right. He said, my house is cool, man. It's a little small, but it's cool. And I like living here, man. I got some friends. I got some family here. This city right here. I'm going to just go on stay here. End of conversation, Steve. I know what you're going to try to talk me out of it, but end of conversation. So I stopped talking to him. But when I left him, I was sad, man. I was so sad for this guy. And it never, ever stopped bothering me what he said. He said, I'm okay here. I'm going to just stay here. My job, it's all right, man. This house, it's a little small, but the city, cool. I got some family and friends. It's cool. I know you're going to try to talk me out of it, Steve, but I'm good right here. But that decision he made really bothered me. Because, man, I'll tell you why it troubled me so. Because I said, wow, here's a guy that I know who'd have looked over the fence with me, man. A dude I grew up with, man. We used to ride our bikes, sit on the steps playing That's My Car when they came by. This is the same dude, man. We used to ride our bikes and act like we was riding out the country. Me and my dude, man, we always talked about doing something big. And when the opportunity came, he froze because he was comfortable. See, he was comfortable with his all right job and his house that wasn't really big enough in the city of friends and family that he had. He didn't want to go to the new city. He didn't want the job that paid more. He didn't want the opportunity to buy a bigger home. because it would have taken him out of his comfort zone, because he wasn't comfortable in the new city. He was comfortable in the current city. And he had just worked himself up to say, I'm okay with my house the way it is. You can be okay with the house you're in. You can be okay with the job you're in. You can be okay with the car you drive. But if opportunity presents itself to become great, there are three things I'm about to give you. And all three things say the exact same thing. I'm just saying it three different ways in case you got to hear it the best way you need to hear it. These are all three the same thing. Just which one fits you best. You can't get there if you never attempt to go there. One more time. You cannot get there if you never attempt to go there. Same thing, different way of saying it. You can't go if you never leave. My father used to say this to me all the time. You can't go, boy, if you never leave. You know, man, you can't go if your feet don't move. You just can't. You can't go if you don't leave. Where you going if you don't leave? If you don't leave, you ain't going nowhere. You got to leave something to get to the next level. The next level requires you to leave. The next level requires you to go. You can't stay right here and get over there. You cannot, man. Here's the third way to look at it. You have to leave if you want to grow. You cannot grow staying there. You cannot expect to grow if you're unwilling to change. If you're unwilling to change, you cannot expect to grow. You can't. Y'all, let me say them to you again. You can't get there if you never attempt to go there. Maybe that's the way you like hearing it. How about this way right here? You can't go if you never leave. You got to leave somewhere to go somewhere. You can't go be great and stay the same and not be willing to change. I ain't changing. Nah, well, bro, you get what? What do you mean you're not changing? This how I am. No, man, growth requires that you change. Last one, you have to leave if you want to grow. I had to leave Cleveland to go become who I am. You may have to leave your city. You may have to leave your situation. You may have to leave your town, your job. You may have to leave a relationship. But you're going to have to leave something if you want to grow. You ain't going to grow and hold on to everything you got. That's not how it works. Those are my closing remarks. Think about it. Make a move. Make a move. Have yourself a great weekend. Let me drop this mic.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.